I know some of you are fans of cold and snowy weather. I also know that there are some of you who are fans of little breaks from the cold and snow, and that's exactly what we experienced today. Temperatures made it up into the 40s this afternoon. Some spots made it into the 50s, and it was fairly sunny in most areas through the day. Now, one thing I will mention is that there has been kind of a haze in the air in some areas. That's actually some air pollution trapped close to the ground. And what's happening is, typically, the way the atmosphere works is that the temperatures are colder as you go up from the ground towards the clouds. Today, though, there's something that's called a temperature inversion, which basically means that there's actually a layer of warmer air higher up above our heads. And when we have a temperature inversion, the air close to the ground basically becomes trapped and it becomes very stagnant. And that's the reason why there is that kind of a hazy look to the sky in some areas this afternoon. Heading into tonight, it'll be on the cool side, but it's not really going to be that cold for this time of year. Lows will be generally in the 20s to around 30 degrees. So for December, really, that's not anything that's too cold. There is the chance for a spotty rain or snow shower across the north, but for most areas, it is going to stay dry through the night. And looking ahead to the day tomorrow, I don't really see any weather problems. And it's such a big flip from what we had last week, but I see no concerns about traveling around the northeast during the day tomorrow. We will see a blend of clouds and sunshine. You are going to notice a cooler feel to the day tomorrow because it's going to be colder. Temperatures tomorrow will be generally in the 30s. Some spots across the north may fall a couple of degrees short of 30, and some areas south of Albany will be up around 40 degrees. So it is going to be a colder feeling day tomorrow. Still nothing too bad for this time of year. And right now, the weather picture looks quiet through Wednesday, with another dry day then. So for those of you who are traveling over the next couple of days, I don't expect any major problems on the roads at all. You may run into some travel troubles if you are flying, especially down to the southeastern United States, where there has been a rainstorm along with some wind. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a rain or snow shower, lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and cooler, with highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and cooler, with highs in the low to mid-30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, clear and cool, lows in the upper 20s to around 30. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and cooler, with a high around 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, partly cloudy, cool but not as cold, lows in the middle to upper 20s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and cooler, with highs in the mid-30s. Region-wide on Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sun, highs in the 30s to around 40. Then on Thursday, mostly cloudy, chance of a snow shower with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.